All right, well, good morning, children. Yes, the Great One has not been podcasting worth a shit lately. You know why? Because I'm a dumbass. Because I said, hey, you know, I only have two jobs. Maybe I should take a third one. That would make everything better. Anyhow, every day that I have not been at Weyland Yutani, I have been at the new third job, which I still don't have a code name for, because, oh my God, is it a fucking disaster. They just went in over their heads. And I told you about the dipshit master carpenter having his emotional breakdown and dropping out. So now we're picking up the pieces from that. Anyway, that's right now I'm driving down the road to go to the grocery store to grab some snackies for the day for a work call over at the theater. We're going to see if we can finish building this set, I don't know, sometime within the next fucking 3 years. Anyhow, and then, you know, I was going to do linkage yesterday, except there wasn't going to be any linkage in there because I didn't have anything to link about. I mean, I had stuff, but nothing that really spoke to me because I was in a really good mood yesterday morning, very relaxed, and I wrote about this, and I'm writing, and I said, yeah, you know, I'd be linkage, but I have nothing to link to because I'm not outraged by anything. It's a cool morning outside. It's monsoon season here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. The dog wasn't howling or barking yet. Everything was just nice and quiet and peaceful. And I was in this place where you look at the world around you and you know that things are fucked up. You know things are a little out of control. You know things are chaotic because that's the way life is. That's the way life works, right? But you sit there and go, you know what? It's okay. I can work with this. Ooh, I just missed the train. Another 30 seconds and I would have been stuck. So things are fucked up, but you're okay with it because you recognize that that's the way the world works. You don't get perfection all the fucking time, right? There's challenges. Not gay challenges like some new age speaker. Oh, they're not problems. They're challenges. Fuck you. They're problems, asshole. You don't think they're problems? Here, you take them. Every time, it's not a problem. It's a challenge. Oh, here, let me challenge your front teeth with this lead pipe. All right, shut the fuck up. But there's challenges in life, right? You got to deal with bullshit. And you can get worked up over it, and you can let the bullshit control you, and you can get all out of control and emotional, and you can have emotional breakdowns because the flats aren't perfect, and you can fucking quit as the master carpenter, even though you said you'd fucking do it. Because, hey, it's not like you're a man or anything. It's not like your word means anything. It's not like giving someone your word that you will do a job means anything, right? In other words, you're a woman. Your word is meaningless. So I'm sitting there yesterday morning, very relaxed, looking at all the challenges coming at me. I got the upcoming move from one place to another. I don't know if I mentioned it or not, got a new place to live secured. I got to move out by June the 30th, but I can't move in until like August the 4th. So I'll be homeless for a while. I gotta figure out, all right, where I put my shit, where am I gonna stay, what am I gonna do, you know, how am I gonna do all this shit, how am I gonna fucking get good access to internet porn, all this important shit, right? So I got all this stuff going on, and there's a lot of bullshit. Hang on, can I turn here? I'm trying to navigate. Hang with me a second. Oh yeah, I got this. Yeah, baby. Trying to figure all this out, and I found that I was just very accepting of everything, right? It's very Zen Buddhist. It's like, look, life is suffering. And you can fight the suffering. You can struggle against the suffering. It's not going to work. The suffering's not going to go away. Or you can just man up and be like, yeah, okay, I got some suffering. I'm going to fucking deal with it. I'm going to come up with a plan. I'm going to implement. I'm going to move forward. I'm not going to give a shit. I'm going to enjoy my life. And that's where I was. I was very, very fucking happy. Very content. And I'm trying to write about all this. And I'm going to put it on the fucking website to disseminate the wisdom of the Great One to the masses. Oh, no. Oh, fucking no. Of course not. Multiple computer software glitch fuckeries, and then running out of time because I had to get the Wayland. Just didn't get to do it. Spent like 2 hours writing, and then came up against the fucking clock, and it's like, ah, shit, I don't have time to fucking post it. By the time I got the software working, it's like, ah, fuck. And that was like life saying, hey, where's your calm, cool composure at now, motherfucker? Because then I was all pissed off. Started the morning off totally fucking relaxed, so happy. Just ready for anything. And then that showed up, and then I just got pissed off. It's like, fuck you. All right, I'm at the store. I'll be back. All right, I'm back. While I was in there, I saw this girl. And, you know, I can't help but notice how many women I see. Shit, I got to remember to make an appointment to donate blood. Damn it. Every time I drive past the blood donation place, I remember I need to make an appointment to donate blood. I can't help but notice how many women there are that would be attractive if they were just attractive. Like, girls, could you be attractive? So talking about having to stay someplace while I'm homeless, you know, I thought about crashing on Aaron Clary's couch because he crashes on mine. I'm like, yeah, I should go crash Clary's place in Vegas because I've never been to Vegas. And everybody says, oh my God, great one. You got to go to Vegas. Rachel is always like, I still can't believe you haven't been to Vegas. I love Vegas. I'm like, yeah, but you're a chick. You know, and by that, I mean, she means she loves the strip. Two strip. Ah! Oh, anyway, bad. I don't know if I have any humor going yet. I'm still waking up. I woke up at like 2 a.m, fell right back asleep this time instead of laying there for hours. And I woke up again at like 4, fell right back asleep. Within, you know, 2 minutes or less both times. And I woke up, and both times I was like, yeah, should I just go ahead and get up now and get started because I got a lot of shit to do? Because I felt pretty good, and I'm like, nah, fuck it. And I fell back asleep. So then I woke up again at about 6:15 when I really did need to get up, and I'm just like, fuck it, I'm laying in bed. So I laid in bed to almost 7, so it's my fucking fault. I mean, the patriarchy is oppressing me. I was going to get out of bed early this morning and get things done, but the wage gap jumped out and held me down in bed. I couldn't get out of bed because the wage gap was oppressing me. So anyhow, I was thinking, I'll go sleep on Clary's couch. And then, this was weeks ago when this happened. Oop. It's yellow. It's yellow. There we go. All right, now it's red. Fuck it. I still made it. I had this dream that I was sleeping on the couch over at Clary's place in Las Vegas. At least I assume it's in my dream it was Clary's place in Las Vegas. I don't really know since I've never been there. I can't confirm this. And I woke up and the room, the floor and the walls are all covered in scorpions. And they're scorpions like up on me. Like, not like, well, like girls would be up on me, but not as exciting as having girls up on you. Unless it's scorpion girls. Unless it comes some kind of hot scorpion redhead girl. Yeah, okay, I might be able to go for that. It depends, like, which parts are scorpion and which parts aren't. Anyhow, they're all over me like girls on a rock star. Scorpions. I woke up and I'm laying there in bed. I'm going, oh, yeah. Clary has scorpions. Maybe I don't want to sleep on his couch. But now, see, now I'm thinking. Now the great one is thinking for the first time.
Hold on.
All right, we're driving, we're podcasting, and we're drinking coffee at the same time. Nothing could possibly go wrong here, as long as I don't see any girls to stare at. Where was I going with this? Anyway, so now I'm thinking, can I make this? Oh, yeah. Oh, a little G-force there. We got it. It's like flying a fighter plane. Oh, there's the train. Thank God I don't need to be on the other side of the tracks. Okay. So I'm thinking during that period where I'm homeless, and since Cappy listens to this podcast, this is like his warning. He can start coming up with excuses. I don't even know where he's at now, if he's in the Minnesota or if he's in the Badlands or if he's in the Vegas or what. But during this time that I'm homeless, I look at my work schedule and I'm thinking, oh, maybe I really could. Whoa, is that my hottie? Oh my God, that is her. There's this chick who works at this place I'm driving past right now. She's pretty cute. Anyhow, great, now I've thought about girls. Cappy, same difference. Oh, anyway, I was thinking, hey, maybe during the time that I'm homeless, maybe that's when I hit up Cappy and say, hey, Cappy, if I come out to Vegas for a while, can I sleep on your couch? Because I'm thinking, you know, I could, depending on what my schedule, like in a perfect world, I could maybe fly out on a Wednesday and then fly back on a Wednesday. And so I have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, hang out in Vegas. Actually, I don't know, whatever the fuck you do in Vegas, not gamble because I would lose. And if I am lucky, I could meet the great Matt Baldoni. That would be fucking awesome. Anyway, all right, I got to go. And you guys will hear this sometime in the future. Bye. Hey, great one. How's it going? It's fantastic. We're going over to Homie Despot to spend some money, to buy some shit, to make some things happen. At least that's the plan. We'll see how it really works out. So I was thinking, you know, I was talking about going to Scorpion City and crashing on Clary's couch while I'm homeless, right? Then it occurred to me, well, wait a minute, why don't I just make this a thing? Look, guys, listeners, fans, I hate calling them fans, it's a little condescending, listeners, like-minded individuals, you want the great one to come sleep at your place while he's homeless, record podcast with you? Hey, there it is. Just let me know. Now, my needs are simple. I mean, obviously, you have to fly me out to your city first class. Provide me with transportation. My dietary needs are simple, of course. Filet mignon, medium rare. Asparagus with garlic sauce, garlic butter sauce on it. Light touch of sea salt. You know, I mean, it's not that much. But there we go. See, I just auction off my time to the highest bidder. I can see people rushing to the email right now. Oh, quick, let me write to God at cynlibsoc.com on the internets. That's fur baby spelled backwards. G-O-D. And tell him, yes, great one. I'll buy you a plane ticket. You can come crash with me and mooch off of me and we'll feed you filet mignon for every meal. All right, it seemed like a good idea on paper. Anyhow, what else is going on? Oh, I'm working at the theater where everyone gets to talking. I got these fucking two ex-Marines. Both of them were in NOMS. They're like real Marines, not fag Marines like today. You know, they were in the Marines back before the Marine Corps had homosexuals and women and trannies in it. So these are real Marines. So now the war stories, literally and figuratively, are flying. But it's all right. They're good guys because they're real Marines. They were Marines back when Marines were actually men. Speaking of that, I'm reading this book, the name of which I can't remember. I just started it. I'm only two chapters in. And originally when I saw it, I was like, oh, it's written by a woman. So it's this woman, and she's from down in Texas, near-ish where I'm from. And what she did was she wrote this book where she went around and interviewed World War II veterans and got their stories. And so the book is just a collection of the stories of all these World War II veterans as told by them. I've only read the first two, but my God, it just reminds you, this one guy, he's talking about how he didn't change his clothes or take his shoes off from November until January because he was in Europe in the combat there Guys, make the fucking turn. Jesus Christ, push the accelerator. He was in combat in Europe and he didn't take his shoes off for over 2 months. And the only reason he took his shoes off when he did was because he was captured by Germans. They threw a hand grenade at him. Well, actually two hand grenades at him and his two friends. Blew them up, left them for dead. One of the guys was dead. One of the guys had his foot blown off. And then the guy in question, he was injured, but nothing was, obviously wasn't dead. And no body parts were removed. And so eventually he managed to walk back and find his own people, you know, blah, blah, blah. Got back to the hospital. And that's the first time his shoes came off in over 2 months. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. Can you imagine, you know, some fucking woman in the Marine Corps or some fucking tranny not changing their clothes or taking their shoes off for over 2 months? I mean, please. When I have to hear this shit about how you're fucking equal and you do everything I can do and everything else, once again, I just want to go into full motherfucking gas chamber mode. You know, now like all you fucking fake Nazi sissies who talk all this shit, hey, we're going to gas the Jews. We're going to gas the Jews. We're Nazis, man. We're going to gas the kikes. And then, oh my God, I can't believe somebody punched a Nazi. I can't believe someone did. Not like you fucking faggot Nazis, okay? This makes me want to go into full fucking gas chamber mode. Think about fucking women in the military, trannies in the up yours. Anyhow, hey, we're at the hardware store. I'm going to go shopping. See you in a few. Well, that was like dropping acid with your sister. A wasted trip. And nothing that really did it for me. Half-inch rebar. They had 3/8 inch rebar out the ass. Half inch rebar, they had three pieces. And the reason they had three pieces is because those three pieces were all bent. All right, fantastic. Way to go, homie D-Pot. You got all this shit in here and you don't have what I'm looking for. Then apparently there are no drill bits for just a normal size drill that are more than half inch, which is also annoying. Because, well, great one, use a paddle bit. Yeah, but the problem is, I got to drill at an angle. If I was drilling straight into your girlfriend, I mean, if I was drilling straight into the wood, then yeah, I could use a paddle bit. I got paddle bits. But I got to go in at an angle. And I don't know of any way to go in at an angle with a fucking paddle bit. So I need, as far as I can tell, I need a real normal drill bit. Or I just got to rethink. I mean, I could make the hole bigger and go straight down and just drop in it at an angle. But the problem is, I'm trying to keep the hole as small as possible. Fuck. I'm not a carpenter. Not like a real carpenter. I mean, I can screw shit together with a screw gun and I can cut shit with a fucking saw. Sometimes I even cut it straight. Sometimes I cut the mustard. But I gotta fucking figure this shit out. Concocting some shit here. So now we're heading back. It's raining. It's actually supposed to snow. It's either today or tomorrow that we're supposed to get the snow. Because it's May in Colorado. And Colorado, much like my ex-girlfriend's, is bipolar. Wait, great one. You mean there's women who aren't bipolar? Well, no. No, there aren't. They're all bipolar. Especially nowadays. You know, I'll say one thing for Yoga Pants Girl, and we still haven't done the Yoga Pants Girl episode, and we will. I will, don't worry, I'll do her. I'll say one thing for Yoga Pants Girl. As far as women go, she's possibly the least mentally damaged girl that I know. And she might be mentally damaged, I just don't know it yet. But the fact that we've worked together this long and it hasn't come out, like with Ellen, you know, she seemed normal at first. And then after a couple of weeks, it's like, oh yeah, I have social anxiety disorder or whatever the fuck it was. And I can't be around crowds of people. I'm like, oh my God. You know, Yoga Pants Girl so far has not, I mean, other than just normal mental illnesses, like, oh my God, I have an Instagram. She told me I have 2,000 followers on Instagram. I'm like, do you think I care? You know, so I mean, other than normal mental disorders that you expect a 19-year-old white girl from North America to have, so far she has not manifested like bipolarism or social anxiety disorder or any weird shit like that. So she is the closest to normal out of all the women I know. All right, and back at the theater. That's it for now. I'm pretty sure I'll be talking to you again pretty soon here. All right, here we go. Going to Home Despot for the third time today to buy more shit. Oh, man. All right, the plant, it's almost coming together. Figured out how to do one of the things. I got to figure out how to do the other thing. So we're sitting there. We're working. We're not sitting there. We're working. And it's lunch break time. And so people are breaking for lunch. And the little fat girl, which is a contradiction in terms because she's not little, the fat girl says, are you not taking a lunch? And I said, no, I'm not. She says, okay, well, suit yourself. With this kind of little bit of an attitude, I'm just like, okay, first of all, I'm in charge here, so don't question me. Don't have attitude with me. But secondly, here's more important, going back to what I was just bitching about previously driving back and forth, about the fucking trannies and women and shit in the military. Once again, can you imagine a tranny or a woman in the military having to go more than 6 hours without eating food? Just watching fat people eat is yet one more thing on the long list that makes me want to exterminate the human species. It's like, sweetie, I'm skipping lunch because I have shit to do and I need to lose some weight. You should be skipping your meals for a week because you have a lot of things to do, and the number one thing you need to be doing is losing weight. Can you go 6 hours without putting food in your face? No, but oh, women should be in the military, and you're fit at any size, and big is beautiful. No, it's not. No, it isn't, and no, you shouldn't. Not at Home Despot yet, but that's all I got. I just wanted to bitch about fucking fat chicks mouthing off to me about the fact that I'm not stopping to eat lunch. I don't know, honey, because I got shit to do, because I like to finish this job and go home. I'd also like to go to the gym. Oh, I'd like to go to the gym. Have you heard of the gym, sweetheart? It's this place where they have heavy things that you pick them up and you put them down. I'm sure if she goes to this, I'm going to do cardio. I'm going to do the Stairmaster or the fucking little stationary bicycles. That's the gayest shit I've ever seen in my life. Treadmills are bad enough. Stationary bicycles are even gayer than treadmills. It's like, dude, you want to ride a bicycle? Go the fuck outside and ride a bicycle. I could almost understand doing that in the winter when it's cold and shitty outside. Okay? But we're past that. It's bicycle weather. Anyway, I'm done for now. Don't worry. Oh, I'll be back. Great one. I'm sure something else will come up that will piss me off. Remember, guys, Zen. Zen-like composure. Use a turn signal. Use a fucking turn signal! Goddamn assholes. There's another one. Use your fucking turn signals, retards. It doesn't matter. We're in the parking lot. No, use your turn signal even in the parking lot. Ooh, is she hot? Those are nice pants. No, she's not that good looking. Okay. All right. Let me see if I can not. And then the Home Despot parking lot. Oh my God. This is the tightest fucking. Dude, this is like fucking a redheaded virgin. Go ahead, because I want to go where you're at. This is like trying to fuck a redheaded virgin. It is so fucking tight. It's like, do you guys not understand that people coming to Homie Despot are going to have trucks and shit? And plus, they're going to be like me. They're going to be podcast. Ah, God damn it. They're going to be podcasting instead of driving. All right, where are you going? Fuck you. I'm going where I want to go. You're going to wait on me. Sorry. That's the way it is. I'm going right here. All right, there. Whew, God damn. That was rough. Yeah, this is the shittiest parking lot ever. All right, talk to you in a bit. You know what else pisses me off? No, great one, we don't. Are you going to tell us? Yes, I am. So I'm driving. I'm coming back now from Homie Despot. Spend some more money. Oh, talk to the cute girl who worked there. And didn't work out. You know, I mean, didn't like be like, hey, baby, do you want to ride my cock? But, I mean, just talking to her. Anyhow, she's not bad. She had a little bit of a, what do you call that thing? Fat stomach. There's another word for it. She had a fat stomach, but she had a cute face. Nice butt. A little too much stomach for the great one. But you know what? Sometimes you have to lower your standards. She didn't have any fucking piercings in her face. She didn't have a mustache. So, I mean, that's an improvement. Anyhow, that's not what pisses me off. Actually, it kind of does. Like, if she just didn't have that little poochy stomach, puffy, whatever. Anyhow, here's what pisses me off today, other than all of these people on the road. Where are you people going? Why are you on the road when I'm on the road? Do you people not understand that I pay taxes? These are my fucking roads. Get off the road! Anyway, why is the flag at half mast? The flags are always at half mast. Why? Now what happened? I don't keep up on current events because I don't give a shit because there's nothing I can do about it. Did you see the news today? No, I didn't see the news today. You know why? Because I'm not a fucking loser. Okay? Because I don't care. Because it doesn't matter. Because there's nothing I can do about it. Oh, what? There's a school shooting? Oh, what? There's a terrorist attack? There's 7 billion people on the planet Earth. Every single day, something bad is going to happen to someone. All you have to do is look for it. Okay? No, I didn't pay attention to the news. I don't know what happened today. I don't know what happened yesterday. Don't know what happened the day before. I don't know what happened 3 fucking Wednesdays ago. All right? I don't know. Why are the flags at half-mast this time? Do the flags should just, at this point, stay at half-mast. There's no point for the flags to ever fucking rise to the top of the fucking pole again. Because every goddamn day, there's some fucking tragedy that the media is manipulating to take away people's guns, or to take away people's money, or to take away people's freedom. You fucking nitwitted morons. All right, I'm driving past the place where the cute girl works again. I wonder if she'll happen to be walking down the sidewalk again, just so that I can check her out. No. Great one, why don't you go? I do go over there and talk to her now and then, but hey, just get off my ass. I got shit to do. I like girls. I just don't like girls enough to just to not do the shit I need to do. Why can I not talk today? I don't know why I can't talk today. Thanks, man. I was going that way anyhow. All right, here we go. Bam. By the way, one of these Marines I'm working with has a fucking Trump bumper sticker on his truck. I'm like, oh my God, dude, you're working in theater and you have a Trump bumper sticker. Like, yes. Ah, good morning, children. Let's continue this. It's the next day. It's Thursday. And I think I'm going to take all of this and publish it today. So it'll be Wednesday's podcast on Thursday. It's probably going to be the title of it. Oh, man, it's nice and quiet. It's monsoon season. It's snowed again because it's Colorado. Yes, it's May, but it still snows. Not a lot of snow, but it did snow. Oh, 6:30. I've been awake for about an hour. Drinking my cup of coffee. Still trying to deal with computer problems. Once again, thank you, Firefox, for fucking things up. And apparently this was some kind of bug in Firefox. It wasn't supposed to deactivate plugins, but it did, which once again makes me wonder, hey, if you guys at Mozilla could spend a little less time promoting the homosexual agenda and the great replacement, and maybe just focus on, I don't know, testing your software before you send it out onto the fucking internet. But of course, that's what software development is no longer about writing computer software, right? The point of software development is hating white people, hating heterosexuals, hating people who have jobs, hating people that actually produce things, raising taxes, voting for women because vagina, pride marches, and all this other fucking gay shit, both gay literally and figuratively. Maybe if you guys could focus. Anyway, this is not what I'm supposed to talk about. This is not what I even wanted to talk about. There's a lot of ranting in this podcast because it was just me driving around in the truck having fun. But I wanted to throw something of value into this because it's relevant to everything that's going on in my life right now. And at some point, it will be relevant to what's going on in your life. I still have not read the book Skin in the Game, which was recommended to me by Adam Piggott. And I got to do that sometime soon. Hang on. I just have to scratch my ear. I haven't read the book, but I get the concept. I understand what Adam talks about whenever he talks about skin in the game. And it really is important. And right now, in my life, I am at this point where once again it is being re-emphasized to me how important it is to have skin in the game. And in my reckoning, the skin in the game concept is also the origin of the notion that if you want it done right, you have to do it yourself. Because if you want it done right, there's a reason why you want it done right. It's because you give a shit. It's because it's important to you. It's because you care. You have skin in the game. And if you want something done right, if something is important to you, and you are relying on someone else to help or assist, or, God forbid, do it entirely, you've already failed because the other people aren't going to care as much as you do. And some people might make the argument, I'm trying to talk here. Great, my neighbors with a howly dog are awake. Some people might make the argument that, oh, well, you know, we're a team. This team shit, oh my God. You think the great replacement enrages me. Let me tell you what enrages me. It's motherfuckers who talk about teams. I would sooner spend 24 hours straight in a gay bar than listen to any cocksucker talk about teamwork and teams for 30 seconds. Every son of a bitch that has ever fucking invoked teamwork, in my experience, has been a lazy piece of shit. They say patriotism is the first refuge of a whatever it is. It's a saying that I should know. Teamwork is the first refuge of lazy people. If you're at work, the place where you get paid to go and do stuff that nobody wants to do, that's why they have to pay you to go there, that's why it's called work. When you're at work, the first person who starts talking to you about teamwork, that's the laziest person in the room. Because lazy people always hide behind teamwork. It's like when you're in college, right, and you get the group projects. We're going to get a team, right? And the laziest people do nothing. And that's how the world is. There is no fucking teamwork. Very, very seldom is there teamwork. I'm not going to say it never exists. I've said this before. The only two places I've ever seen actual, legitimate, manifestation of a group of people working towards a common goal where everyone cared equally, where everyone was equally invested in the outcome and thus equally contributed to the process. Wow, that was actually kind of brilliant. You guys might want to write that down. That, because that was brilliance. The only time I've ever seen that was in the military, where we were all equally invested in staying alive. And on some of the theater projects I've worked on, not all of them, but some. Other than that, teamwork has never fucking existed. I mean, even at Weyland-Yutani, you know, me and Yoga Pants Girl, we're a team. I kid her about that now and then. But there's times when one of us is way more invested than the other. Usually it's me, but sometimes it's her. There's been a couple of times where she's been really invested in making something do something particular or whatever, and I'm just like, okay, I mean, go for it. I'll be over here if you need help. I'm going somewhere with this. Just hang in there. You got to have skin in the game. Two scenarios in my life right now. First of all, there's the moving thing. So I got to move out of this place, move into another place. Between point A and point B, I got to figure out how to sleep on Cappy's couch in Las Vegas and also tour around the world sleeping on the couches of my listeners and podcasting with them and getting you guys to pay me for that, except you guys can't even go over to cls.link/Amazon and, you know, I don't know, buy a copy of Pushing Rubber Downhill by Adam Piggott or The Rational Male by Rollo Tomasi. I know you could buy Bachelor Pad Economics by Aaron Clary. I mean, there's all these things you could buy. You could buy little Supergirl statues if you wanted to. You could buy anything you want. You could buy a fucking vibrator for all I care. Just do it through my Amazon affiliate link. Anyway, all right, let me try to be serious. Yeah, I'll never be a comedian, that's for sure. Anyway, I don't even want to try to explain. I was just thinking about something that happens on the Dick Show. That's funny. Patreon.com/Asterios. You don't get that joke unless you listen to the Dick Show. Oh, God. Oh, it's so funny. Oh my God, it's so funny. If you don't listen to the Dick Show, if you're still not listening to the Dick Show, despite all my talking about it, God, I really recommend it. It's so fucking funny. There's been a couple of lame episodes, I'm not going to lie. Nobody's perfect all the time. God knows I've put out some shit. But for the most part, God damn, is it hilarious. All right, anyway, back to skin in the game. I got to move point A to point B. I got to put myself someplace, we'll call it A.5 or C or something, for a month, well, 2 months, getting in, getting out. Meanwhile, at Weyland-Yutani, oh yeah, so speaking of Weyland-Yutani, let me just tell you this story before I forget. We haven't had an insurance audit in many, many years, and so Dallas is gearing up to do this insurance audit. He needs an inventory of stuff and all these other things. And he's supposed to send a list of all of our assets to the insurance company before the insurance meeting. And of course, it's the day before the insurance meeting. And he's like, yeah, I'm just not going to send it to him. And when they ask me why, I'm just going to say, well, you wanted me to fax it to you and nobody faxes anymore. And he's just like totally blowing it off, which still makes me wonder how he's managed to run a business for all these years. And then come to find out, and God knows the Great One does not claim to understand exactly how insurance for a business such as ours works. But apparently, the insurance company charges us money, and the amount of money they charge us, of course they charge us money, you knew that. The amount of money they charge us is based on our experience level at doing whatever we're doing and the amount of money we're charging. So anyhow, Dallas is telling me that we've been paying insurance cost on, what's the right word for this? On like pass-through things. So for example, if Weyland-Yutani hires Acme Corporation to come in and do something, and we pay Acme Corporation $10,000, we, even if we're not even involved, like Acme Corporation is doing all the work, we just completely subcontract to Acme Corporation, we were still paying insurance cost on that $10,000. So essentially, we've been paying shit tons more money to our insurance company. I say our, like we're a team. Okay, see, there's a skin in the game. Dallas has been paying more of the company's money to the insurance corporation than he was supposed to because he's not fucking paying attention. Because apparently he doesn't want it done right because he's not doing it himself. And this a little bit ties into what I'm trying to talk about if I ever get around to it. This is just fascinating to me that, and I mean, as I've said before, Dallas is either astonishingly rich beyond my knowledge, or he is so far in debt that he'll never get out. Because the amount of money that we just flushed down the toilet. I mean, how do you not pay attention? And this is like hasn't been going on for 6 months or something. This has been happening for years. This has been happening like longer than I've worked here. Like, how do you not notice this stuff? Like, I don't know if I told you guys this story or not. None of this is, now we're just tangenting again. Way to go, great one. One of Dallas's former employees from, again, before I worked there, from over 10 years ago, I don't know exactly how much, but over 10 years ago. And well, this we found out about this like 2 years ago. But one of his former employees was still buying things for herself using a company credit card. And it took Dallas 10 years to notice this. I mean, when your credit card bill comes in, how do you not look at your credit card bill to make sure the stuff on it is actually yours? Okay, and so this is, let's loop this back and try to tie this in. This is another reason why I'm not on teams with people. You know, when I say to Yoga Pants Girl that we're a team, I'm kind of joking, but I'm kind of serious because, you know, she's an exception. Not because I want to bang her, but because she does pretty good work most of the time. I don't mind working with her because most of the time, she and I are on the same level, working towards the same goal with the same level of commitment. But I will not, I mean, other than her, I have not invoked this teamwork nonsense in years because I will not be on a team with losers. If someone actually says to me, well, aren't we a team? I'll tell them, say, no, I'm not going to be on a team with losers. Like, I can't be on a team with Dallas. I mean, I work for him, but I am not on a fucking team with him. When you don't look at your credit card statements to make sure nobody else is charging shit on there, and when you don't pay attention to your insurance cost, and you're supposed to be running a business, which you're supposed to be keeping financially solvent so that you can pay your employees and invest in new equipment and hire people and all this, I can't be on a team with you. Okay, we're not on a fucking team. And it's not like I can teach him. See, Yoga Pants Girl, she's still young enough that I can at least mold her a little bit. And it's difficult, believe you me. I don't know if you've ever tried molding a 19-year-old girl. Holy shit. I can make a little bit of progress there. I have managed to teach her a couple of things.
back to moving. So I'm saying unto Dallas, yeah, you know, I got to go from point A to point B. I got to find some place to store my shit during that interval in between. And I said, Dallas, aren't we going to get some storage containers here for Weyland-Yutani? And he says, yeah, we are going to get that. It's been approved. We got blah, blah, blah. We're going to get them. I'm like, hey, you know, if you get them in time, I'll just rent your storage container for you for 2 months, because I'd rather give my money to the company than somebody else's company. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then I realized exactly how I was fucking up, because I was now putting myself in a position to rely on Dallas to follow through on getting the storage containers in time for me to use them. And I realized that while I am very invested in moving my shit from point A to point B, Dallas, who doesn't even give a flying fuck about the financial performance of his own company, doesn't give a rat's ass about me getting my stuff from point A to point B. That was the stupidest fucking idea I could have ever come up with. Well, not the stupidest, but pretty close. Hang on. Oh, I gotta put my feet down. Oh, I'm sitting here with my legs propped up on the furniture. Do you put your legs on the furniture at home? Great one. Yeah, I do. All right, I gotta come in the kitchen and get me some more. Man, I'm gonna miss my backyard. God damn it. I am really gonna miss my backyard. Looking out into the backyard right now, a little bit of snow on the ground. It's all wet. A little bit of green shit growing out there. I should dump some more protein into my coffee. Hang on a second. Gotta sit this down. Ow. Oh, yeah. Let me just drop shit. There we go. Oh, man, did I pick a bad week to stop drinking? I did. I'm trying to turn it off. I'm trying to cut down on the drinking a little bit this week. I also, now here's a real problem that I have not solved yet. I got to find a place to put my house plants during the month that I don't have a place to live. And obviously, it can't be in a storage shed because they'll die. That one's going to be tough. I mean, I got some friends. I'm pretty sure I can get somebody to take the house plants. It's just annoying. Especially, yeah, they're fine. I was going to say something else. What was it? What the fuck was I saying? Backyard, snow, wet. Yeah, I'm going to miss the backyard. I'm going to miss that the most. Plus, man, this place that I'm living in, because they're renovating it, right? Everybody's getting thrown out, and it's starting to clear out. And oh my God, there's parking in the... because... the units have half the number of parking spaces that there are apartments. And so there's never parking. Now there's parking because the place is clearing out. The people on the other side of me are gone. I said, unfortunately, the howly dog people are still here. All right, anyway, let me come over here, sit down. Let's finish this off. That's what she said. Then when we're done here, I'm going to take time. I'm going to record a real podcast for Friday. At least that's my intention. Because I have time. Okay, so let's get to the other skin in the game. Which is the fucking theater job I just took. Oh my God, has this turned into a disaster? Because I told you the master carpenter quit. Okay, but then we got the designer, the guy who designed the set. And... this goes back to the skin in the game. So we show up on day one. So originally we were allocated 2 weekends, Saturday, Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days to build the set. Okay. We're still building the fucking set and we've worked way more than weekends. It's like any day that I have not had a day off in ages because, oh, I was talking about drinking. Yeah. See, I quit drinking. I did have 2 beers on Tuesday because I went out with my friends for the first time in weeks, my Tuesday group that I go out with, and I had a beer with them, and then I came home and I had one more beer. So Monday I did not booze, Tuesday I boozed, Wednesday I did not booze, what's today? Thursday. I'm not boozing. So yeah, I picked a bad day to give up alcohol. Bad week, rather. Bad month. Thank God there's coffee. All right. Because I really wanted a drink last night. Yesterday, 4 days. We had 4 days allocated to build this set. We're still fucking around with it weeks later. The play opens soon-ish. Like, we are running out of time. Yesterday, I was there from 08:30 to like 19:30. Straight through, no break, no food. Not that I need food because I need to lose weight. Ah, God, haven't been to the gym all week. That's pissing me. And anyhow, here's why. And this is the skin in the game part. This is the why part. And this is what's pissing me off. The designer didn't order, because he had to order stuff to build the set, didn't order the stuff we needed to build the set in time, to get it in time to start using it on the first Saturday we were supposed to build. And the stuff he needed to order is essentially on the bottom of everything. So there was no progress made other than, oh, we stood around and we pulled some flats and we said, yeah, these will work. And we talked, blah, blah, nothing. Then Sunday, the shit shows up. The shit showed up on Saturday. So we come in Sunday. Now we can actually work. But then he says, oh, well, you know, but then there's this other piece and we've got it, but it really needs to be welded before we use it. Well, this piece also has to be on the bottom of everything. I'm like, God damn it. So on Sunday, we accomplished nothing. And so we lost two entire fucking days of work because the designer did not have skin in the game. Because here's the thing. This designer, I've worked with this guy before. He's big in theater around here. He does a lot of stuff with a lot of different theaters. He is known for being very easygoing, which on one hand is a good thing. For example, I've worked with him when he's done lighting design, and I'm doing the lighting focus. And a lot of lighting designers, you'll be up there and you're doing the focus and you're pointing the light. And they're like, yeah, okay, cut this here. Okay, cut this. Can you move that a little bit that way? And they agonize over the placement of every light. And it's like, yeah, no, we got to fix that. And it takes forever. With this guy, I just go, now I got to call him something. Bob. Say, hey, Bob. Like, what? Okay, so these lights, what are these lights for, Bob? Oh, these are lighting the bridge. I'm like, okay, great. And I go up there and I focus the shit on the bridge. And I go, Bob, how do you like that? And Bob's on the other side of the stage. He doesn't even turn around and look at it. He says, yeah, that looks great. Thanks, great one. And it's partially because we've worked together and he knows that I know what the fuck I'm doing. And I know what he's doing because I understand how his mind works. But it's also because he's not that invested. Right, when I do lighting design, I'm kind of in the middle. I'm not going to fucking nitpick over a couple of inches because having been a lighting technician who does the actual work prior to being a lighting designer who sits there at the computer and fucking pushes buttons, I understand what's involved and I also understand what's possible and not possible and what's practical and not practical and what's, you know, good enough is sometimes good enough. And with designing this set, on the one hand, you know, he's like, well, yeah, you know, just modify it however you need to modify it. And yeah, I don't care if the doorknobs are period or not. Just do whatever you got to do. And so that's kind of good. But the fact that he also is not sufficiently invested to think ahead and say, hey, I'd better order these parts ahead of time. And hey, this thing might need to be welded. Maybe I should get that welded before we start, right? His lack of willing to be invested in the process. And he's not invested because he has no skin in the game, right? I mean, sure, his name is on it as the designer, but, and he's getting paid, what are the, you know, he's getting paid some shitty amount of money that we're all getting paid because it's theater. But if it completely fails in every imaginable way, it has no effect on him whatsoever. Because he's only paid to design the set. Well, he designed the set. He's done what he has to do. He doesn't care about whether or not the set, and I don't mean that maliciously. I mean, it doesn't matter to him if the set gets built or not, right? His pay is not contingent on the set being built. His contract doesn't specify the set has to be built. He just has to design it. So he has no skin in the game on the actual construction part. And therefore, and he's also very overextended because he works with every fucking theater in Fort Collins, Loveland, Boulder, Denver, Cheyenne. I'm not exaggerating. The guy has worked. The guy is probably doing, at any given moment, he's working with 3 to 5 theaters at any given fucking moment. So he's overextended. He has no skin in the game. And because of that, the rest of us get fucked. And this is why there is no fucking teamwork. So if we were a team, if he was equally invested in the outcome of building the fucking set, he would have taken care of all of this shit much fucking sooner. And yeah, we got to go back to, oh my God, I am so sick of this place. I have to go in today at noon. See, only, this is going to be the only time I have for podcasting for a while. Because I got to go. Every day I've not been at Weyland-Yutani, I've been there. I think I said that already. But I'm going in today at noon because we got to refocus the lights because the previous light focus apparently wasn't good enough. And then we got a Q2Q tonight. You guys don't know what that is, but that's fine. It's important. And then Saturday, they'll say, well, Friday I got to be at Weyland-Yutani. But Friday they're supposed to get carpenters in there to, my God, maybe finish building the set. We spent yesterday, had 2 carpenters in there the entire fucking day. We still got, there's still a shit ton of stuff to do. Then Saturday, I got to go in and fucking deal with shit. Whatever's not built, I got to finish fucking building it. Try to finish building it. Sunday, I got to be there. It's just like, what the fuck, guys? Come on. We have spent so many days fucking with building this set. And it's 100% because nobody has skin in the game. Anyhow, yeah, today I got until noon, so I'm going to try to bump out some real podcast. Trying to decide if I'm going to continue on with in-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher, or if I'm going to read you some stuff from the Collegian that might be awesome, or if I'm going to do another Eugene, which could be fun. That's like low-hanging fruit. Eugene is low-hanging fruit. I mean, it just... That's why I like it, partially. All right, anyways, how long have I tortured you guys with this segment? Oh my God, this is a 30-minute segment. Okay, remember, if you want to pay me to sleep on your couch and be on the podcast, go ahead and send that email. God, that's fur baby spelled backwards, G-O-D at C-Y-N-L-I-B-S-O-C.com on the interwebs. And yeah, give me enough money, give me enough shekels, and I'll come sleep on your couch, eat your food, bang your girlfriend, and record the podcast in your living room, and you can be on there with the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 14 years. I am right. I have always been right. I will always be right. I have never been wrong. I've been disappointed. I've been disappointed a whole lot of times. When I was stupid enough to naively think that teamwork might actually be a thing. I have been disappointed, but I've never been wrong.